Good evening, Zimbabwe. It's 17 hours, 20 UTC, 7:20 p.m. in Zimbabwe on Sunday, March the 1st, 2015. You're listening to Studio 7 live from the Voice of America in Washington. Thank you for joining us this Sunday evening. Live from Washington, I'm Marvelous Mplanganyahuye. Amongst our top stories this evening, a high-powered delegation of women's rights activists and government officials are expected in the United States city of New York for the 57th session of the Commission on the Status of Women at the United Nations. The head of the Women's Coalition of Zimbabwe, who will be part of the delegation, has called on the government to appoint a substantive women's affairs minister to spearhead discussions for an independent gender commission bill, which are under the spotlight, and also lead such delegations.
And we really feel that in terms of moving forward, and especially since this is such a critical time where the gender commission bill is being discussed, we need to have a substantive minister in place.
Students from the University of Zimbabwe say they are yet to be furnished with e-learning tablets introduced by the mobile giant Econet under its education banner, EcoSchool. The tablets, which are expected to help push educational boundaries at university level in Zimbabwe, were to be introduced last year, and students paid a fee for the registration and tablet for the e-learning.
Well, the mobile company's excuse is that they are out of stock of the tablets, and they're actually hoping that, probably soon enough they will get a new stock, after which they then disperse it to the students.
Tennis Zimbabwe says it is looking forward to the return of Wayne Black, who had retired to professional play, when Zimbabwe hosts Bosnia-Herzegovina, Europe-Africa Zone Group 2, in Harare this week.
The tournament is scheduled for 6 to 8 March at Harare Sports Club, the Tennis Zimbabwe Center. We have made all the arrangements because the preparations are almost done now ahead of the team's camp.
And as usual, we have the Youth Forum with Tatenda Gumbo. A high-powered delegation of women's rights activists and government officials are expected in the United States city of New York for the 57th session of the Commission on the Status of Women at the United Nations. The head of the Women's Coalition of Zimbabwe, who will be part of the delegation, has called on the government to appoint a substantive women's affairs minister to spearhead discussions for an independent gender commission bill, which are currently under the spotlight. And the minister would also have the job of leading such delegations. The head of the coalition, Mrs. Virginia Mwanigwa, says her organization hopes their recommendations following a meeting they had in the capital last week will be taken into account when Parliament meets to discuss the Gender Commission bill. We speak to Mrs. Mwanigwa on the issue.
I think in any situation, once there is no substantive person leading an organization, it means that there's uncertainty in terms of programming, there's uncertainty in terms of direction, and then also the transitional results from having an acting minister. Actually, this is the second acting minister since, if I'm not mistaken, since October last year, because when the reshuffles were done, we got Minister Stembi Sonyoni. She was acting. By the time we closed for the Christmas holidays, by the time we came back, Minister Mshoyo is acting. And we really feel that in terms of moving forward, and especially since this is such a critical time where the gender commission bill is being discussed, we need to have a substantive minister in place.
You had a meeting in Harare last week. Tell us a little bit about how that meeting went and why it is so important for a substantive women's affairs minister to be appointed.
So we really look forward to the appointment of a substantive minister that we can then be engaging in our dialogue as watchdogs. The meeting was just a reflection of the progress made to date in relation to the Gender Commission Bill, which is a bill that is meant to give effect to the setting up of the Gender Commission. The Gender Commission is one of the independent institutions facilitating democracy that are outlined in our Constitution. And how the commissions are set up, who they are accountable to, their functions is already outlined in the Constitution. And the meeting we had was reflecting on progress, both in terms of the content of the bill that is meant to lead to the commission, but also in terms of the process of ensuring that we have a commission. And what we were then doing is also reflecting on some of the suggestions we have made as women's organizations to Parliament through the Minister of Women Affairs to improve the bill so that it resonates with what's in the Constitution. Some of the issues raised are the issue of stressing the importance of recognizing that the commission has to be an independent entity that is answerable only to Parliament and the President. And the issue of independence is also in relation to what is the relationship of the commission with the Ministry of Women Affairs. The current bill outlines that the commission or suggests that the commission will be answerable to the minister, who is also being given powers to inform or determine what is considered to be issues of national interest and to then inform the commission of how they should be carrying out their work, who is also expected to second staff or to participate or to decide on the staffing of the commission, including the secondment of some staff from the ministry.
That was the Women's Coalition of Zimbabwe head, Virginia Mwanigwa, in Harare. Students of the University of Zimbabwe say they are yet to be furnished with e-learning tablets introduced by the mobile giant Econet under its education banner, EcoSchool. The tablets, which are expected to help push educational boundaries at university levels in Zimbabwe, were introduced last year, and students paid a fee for the registration and tablet for the e-learning tool. Those who enrolled paid a fee of $135 for the EcoSchool tablet and learning content. But students say they are yet to receive the tablets following the start of the semester. They have approached EcoSchool dealers to no avail. Reporter Tatenda Gumbo spoke with the Zimbabwe National Students Union UZ Campus President Agency Gumbo, who explains Econet dealers have alerted students that tablets are currently out of stock.
Well, the mobile company's excuse is that they are out of stock of the tablets, and they're actually hoping that, probably soon enough they will get a new stock, after which they then disperse it to the students. This is only an update that we are getting at, the various Econet outlets, various Econet interfaces. It's not necessarily a communication that we have gotten formally and directly from the head office. Econet head office. We are yet to get such communication, and the students are yet to be updated on exactly what is going on.
Have any UZ officials responded to this issue?
Well, the thing is, the contractual relationship between the student and Econet did not involve the universities as sewages. So all universities in Zimbabwe, all the officials are aware of, the transactions that are happening between students and Econet, but they are not necessarily involved directly in the memorandum of understanding or directly in the contracts. So it is really a matter of students and Econet. So the university officials, various university officials, are not in a rightful position to answer to the queries that the students are raising, or the queries that parents are raising about the money that they have paid for in behalf of their students.
So what is your message to those students who are still waiting? As Zinasi, what are you saying that they should do?
Well, the message or the advice to the students that are out there is that let's continue to go there and, put pressure, because if you paid your money, if you, made an application as after their instruction, then you are rightfully entitled to the tablet, you are entitled to the gadget. And so the message is that let's continue, let's put pressure. I'm sure at one point, once they have everything in place, they'll be able to disperse them. But if you keep quiet and you're silent, you think you're okay. So go out there, make requests, and just continue to put pressure. One day it will work out very soon, though.
That was the Zimbabwe National Students Union UZ Campus President Agency Gumbo speaking in Harare. This is Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. We're going out to you on the 4930, 4940, and 15455 shortwave frequencies, and on the 909 medium wave or AM frequency. And in sports news, Tennis Zimbabwe says it is looking forward to the return of Wayne Black, who had retired to professional play when Zimbabwe hosts Bosnia-Herzegovina in the Europe-Africa Zone Group 2 in Harare this week. Tennis Zimbabwe's Cliff Nokora tells us more.
Starting with Wayne Black, he has always been available for us. And I must say, his challenge has always been to travel. So being at home playing against Bosnia, Wayne offered to assist the team with all the preparations. And depending on how we feel a few days before the tie, maybe he might be one of the team members. And who knows, he might play one or two matches against Bosnia. Well, that is without preempting what the coach is going to say. That's really a coach's decision.
Tell us a little bit about this match against Bosnia. What does it mean for Zimbabwe, and when is it underway?
The last 5 or so years, we were battling in the Euro-Africa Zone Group 3. But up until last year, September last year, 2014, we got promoted to the more prestigious Euro-Africa Zone Group 2. So the match against Bosnia will determine our fate if we are going to stay in Euro-Africa Zone Group 2 or go towards the promotion to the Euro-Africa Zone Group 1. Which is where Zimbabwe used to participate in during the 8 years for Wayne, Byron, and Kevin.
How good is the team this time around? How strong is it?
Fortunately, we have kept the same team that got us promoted to Euro-Africa Zone Group 2. And the Wayne is an addition to consolidate that strength. The team is made out of Takanyi Garanganga being our top player, who plays pro tennis all over. For the second person is Benji Locke, who is playing college tennis in America. And then we also have Mark Finn. Mark Finn also plays pro tennis and currently is in Europe, but should be back in Zimbabwe this weekend. And then we have Tinotende Chanakira, who also plays pro tennis and in Europe. And then Wayne Black. And the team will be captained by veteran coach Martin Zua.
And when does the tournament start and where?
The tournament is scheduled for 6 to 8 March at Harare Sports Club, the Tennis Zimbabwe Center. We have made all the arrangements. The court preparations are almost done now ahead of the team's camp, which should start as soon as they all arrive in Zimbabwe.
That was Tennis Zimbabwe's Cliff Nokora in Harare. Coming up, the Youth Forum with Tatenda Gumbo.
You are now listening to the Youth Forum, your forum focusing on your issues today. I'm gladly joined by Emmanuel Gasa, who is the founder of the AIDS and Art Foundation. Emmanuel, thank you so much for joining me today.
Yes, how are you, Tatenda?
I'm doing very well. Emmanuel, today is a Zero Discrimination Day, a day set by the United Nations AIDS Foundation, which deals with the issue of discrimination for those living with AIDS. HIV. Can you tell me more about your view of this day?
This day is really critical and important to us because as young people, it has been seen that a lot of discrimination has been happening to us, particularly people living with HIV in all the countries worldwide.
Looking at the issue of stigma, would you say that this generation of young people are looking at the issue of HIV and AIDS very differently?
Young people are actually now very much understanding of stigma. But the challenge is the system. The system that we had in Zimbabwe like now, where you find a lot of young people, those who have managed to miss their lessons to go for a refill of their ARVs, being excluded from school. Even the nurses, as far as they are in their own particular training, they should also cover a lot on how not to discriminate people living with HIV at the health center. Even the police, whenever they arrest people who are even living with HIV, to what extent are they being trained that they also need not to discriminate people living with HIV?
As an organization, you deal with HIV and AIDS, but also integrate art. Can you talk about what your organization is doing?
It has become easy for some people to come out openly because of the forums that we are running using the art, where we are basically saying that as young people, artistically, you need to have a reflection of a memory book, that you artistically articulate yourself by painting your own future and seeing how best you would want to see yourself in the next 2.5 or 3 years to come, where everybody is actually now reflecting on what significant impact that he or she is able to play in society. Because there is inquiry-based stigma reduction, IBSR, that really shows and reflects on how much impact does one have to play to fight stigma, how much impact does one have to play to fight discrimination in his or her own society. So as artists, we have come with different initiatives where we are basically saying, using the sculpture, we then put personal portrayals of personal individuals to more like reflect on themselves with using different forms of art.
And how has this been effective?
They actually are able to gain a lot of confidence amongst themselves so that they are able to reflect well and fight and jump that hurdle of being discriminated in society. Even local leadership in different communities are actually buying in this unique idea because it really doesn't leave anyone behind. It gives people roles that artistically something really has something to say using artistic language that one is easily able to understand.
And moving forward for your organization, what do you hope you can do to further assist this issue, helping young people deal with what would be some of the stigmas they would face from being HIV positive?
As an organization, how we see ourselves is really building responsibility among the people, particularly those on influential positions, that what does it really mean to those particular people we elect today to be in parliament if they really do not address this issue of stigma, this issue of discrimination? We are looking forward to collectively create platforms that make people dialogue with their own local leadership at any particular level so that they can tackle challenges.
Emmanuel, I want to thank you so very much for joining me today on the Youth Forum.
All right. Thank you, Tatenda. Be blessed.
That was Emmanuel Gasa, the director of the AIDS and Arts Foundation. This is Tatenda Gumbo, and make sure you join me next week.
You're listening to Studio 74 Zimbabwe from the Voice of America in Washington. We're broadcasting on the 909 medium wave and on the 4930, 1208 and 15775 shortwave frequencies. Now to recap on today's top stories. A high-powered delegation of women's rights activists and government officials are expected in the United States city of New York for the 57th session of the Commission on the Status of Women at the United Nations. And the head of the Women's Coalition of Zimbabwe, who will be part of the delegation, has called on the government to appoint a substantive women's affairs minister to spearhead discussions for an independent gender commission bill, which is currently under the spotlight, and to also lead such delegations. And Tennis Zimbabwe says it is very excited at the news that Wayne Black, who had gone into retirement, may turn pro once again when Zimbabwe hosts Bosnia-Herzegovina in the Europe-Africa Zone Group 2 in Harare this week. That's the news in English from Studio 7 this Sunday evening, March the 1st, 2015. Stand by for Studio 7 in Ndebele. This is Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye in Washington. Wishing you a pleasant evening, a very good night, and a great weekend.